May 5th, 2021. Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Amud Bet. In the wide lines, we're going to rewind just a bit. Go to four lines down in the wide lines, two words before the end of the line. Amar Bihya Bar Avin. Do we see that? The last two words on the line. Amar Bi Aleph Resh. The context, very, very briefly, but of course we're going to return to, as I said a moment ago, to the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha. So it's important that we remind ourselves who Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha was in terms of his opinion, as its relevance to us. Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha disagreed with the Chachamim in the following circumstance. There's a one witness who testifies about a halva'a, about an admission to a halva'a, hoda'a na halva'a. So he says, I heard Stanley... He admitted to me that he owes Eddie $100,000. I heard that admission on Sunday. Or, I saw the halva'a on Sunday. Then on Monday, Jesse beholds the same thing. Now, it's not the same admission, and it's not the same halva'a. It's potentially a different one. It's a different loan to the same person that he's taking out. He has the same obligation, but truthfully, he should owe $200,000. Says Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha, the fact that we have those two witnesses who are both testifying about the same person, really the same people, and it's the same amount of money, but it's not the same transaction, that's sufficient. And they come together to testify, not as one in court necessarily, but to testify about Stanley that he owes $100,000. That's dependent upon Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan said, you don't need to be in court. You're saying, could the... Why not?
Could Jesse see something on Monday, I see something...
Why not? It could be a year later, according to Yoshua ben Korha. It wouldn't matter. That's right. That's right. So again, and it'll get even more, a little bit more complicated in the context of Yoshua ben Korha. But that was his opinion. Then the Gemara said, all right, let's deal with halakha. We had enough difficulty conceiving, understanding these opinions. Let's deal with halakha. So if you recall, that's what the Gemara did for us yesterday. Let's quickly return to that before we develop it further. Again, four lines down. Amar bihaya baravin, amar rav. Halakha ki Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha, ben bekarkaot, ben bimetaltelin. The halakha is like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha. Sounds like in all circumstances, whether you're dealing with a financial dispute, a loan of metaltelin, movable objects, money of some sort, or if it's dealing with karkaot, as we explained yesterday. Karkaot, land, is a little bit easier to understand. I'm not saying it's easy, I'm saying it's easier, because if we're disputing and discussing the same piece and plot of land, so I heard an admission today, you heard it tomorrow, when it comes down to it, it's the same land. It's true, it's two separate times that we're testifying about hearing Stanley admit to it. Comes down to it though, it's the same land and the same person. So it's easier to understand halakha k'Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha in the context of land. Metaltelin is the bigger hidush. Says the Gemara, Ula amar halakha k'Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha bekarkaot. Says Ula, I'll grant you the easier circumstance, karkaot, when the testimony of myself and who was the other? I forgot who was testifying. Oh, whatever, it's Solomon. Oh, it's Jesse. So testifying about Stanley, if it's on karkaot, if it's on land, okay, then we'll be misarif, we'll bring them together. Avalobi metaltelin. That's what we saw yesterday, and then we saw a question on that, and we'll quickly go through that question again. Turns Abaye to Ula. Ula is the one who distinguished, and he said, listen, the halakha is like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha when it comes to karkaot, land disputes in this funny type of case, but not when it comes to metaltilin. He says, from your words, Ula, you made it clear to me, the way I'm listening to you, that the Hachamim disagree with Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha in both circumstances. You came in and you said, the halakha is like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha when it comes to matters of land. But not, wait a second, does anyone disagree when it comes to matters of land? That's right, the Hachamim disagree. Says Abaye, that's not true. I have a tradition, I heard that the Hachamim agree in several circumstances to Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha. And there's no dispute. In other words, it's true they'll dispute Metaltilin. And it's true the Halakha, ultimately speaking, is that when it comes to land, that Halakha is, quote, like him. But there was never a dispute when it came to it. It's a technical question. We're going to say the Hachamim never disagreed when it came to karkaot. Amale Abaye halakha. Your word halakha, you walked into the class and you said, halakha is like Chacham Vadia Yosef. Again, like I gave the example yesterday. Miklal de palige. It appears as if you're suggesting, you're insinuating, you're hinting that there's someone who disagrees. V'ha amar bi abba amar afuna amar rav modim Chachamim bi Yoshua ben Korha be'edut karka. We have a tradition That the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha in the context of Karka, land, that's it. So it was never a machloket. Furthermore, Vitanen, it was taught from Rav Idibar Avin ben Nizikin de Bekarna in the Mishnayot, as they would organize them in the Midrash of Karna. Karna was the name of a rabbi who never, you know, like Abaye, like Rava, never got the formal Rav or Rabbi for whatever reason, like Zumchus and so forth. What does it mean, the Nizikin of his Midrash? They would oftentimes work on, if not always, Mishnayot. You would have one person get up and recite the Mishnah, and then the rabbis would discuss it and deliberate and perhaps edit it and the words and so forth. You're dealing with Torah Sheba'al Peh. So as they were reviewing the Mishnayot in their tradition, in Beraitot, in the, you know, the different teachings from that time period in the Beit Midrash of Karna, the statement was, Modim Chachamim l'Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha be'edut, in the context of, and we won't go through them specifically again, except for the last one, Bechor, the Chachamim agree in the context of firstborn animals, as we explained yesterday, u'be'edut karka, u'be'edut hazaka, we explained that, those two as well yesterday, v'chein, shebaben v'shebabat, and we explained that, although the Gemara will explain that for us explicitly. But again, what's the question? Very simple and very simple answer. The question goes like this. Ola, you're suggesting that there's a mahloket about karka, about land, where one person testifies that he heard you admit today, Stanley, and the other person testifies he heard you admit tomorrow. Chachamim agree. Over there, they're testifying about the same guy, about the same place. So they heard on two separate occasions. Even the Chachamim agree over there. Your statement, Ula, made it seem a little more complicated than it actually was. Miklal de plige, there's no mahlok. We have that the Chachamim agree. Answers the Gemara, Gavra, a Gavra Karamit, question mark. Gavra means a person, like Gever, right? And Gever means a person. Gavra, a Gavra, in Aramaic, a, at the beginning of a word, the Aleph, is Al. That's how you conjugate on. You're asking a person on the person? So I made a statement. You come in, you told me the rabbi across the street disagreed. Mabruk. Give me his rationale. Tell me why he disagrees with me, and we'll discuss it. But I say this way, he says that way. He could defend himself, I could defend myself. You're not hurting me by telling me he disagrees. Gavra Karamit says Ula, or says the Gemara for Ula, to Abaye. Abaye, ask me a question, because according to your tradition, according to them, according to him, whatever, that the Hachamim agree. According to mine, the Chachamim don't agree. Chalas. That's how the Gemara ends on this. Then the Gemara says, but wait a second, just a quick point on what was Babin Ubabat? Again, we explained this yesterday, but what's that talking about? Dealing with two separate witnesses testifying about a young boy or a young girl. What are you talking about? So as I explained to you yesterday already, the references to simane gadlut, the signs of being a gadol. Signs of being a gadol means that there's not only age, but also physical signs. You need to have two se'arot, two hairs in your private part, both men and women, boys and girls, in order to establish them as gadol or as gedola. What's the relevance of being a gadol or gedola? First and foremost, hayuv b'mitzvot. If they're actually obligated in the mitzvot, min ha-Torah, they need to have signs of maturity. It's not just age. Furthermore, hayuv and onashim, for a girl as well, can she accept her kiddushin on her own? If you know the Mishnayot and Masechet Kiddushin, or is she still in, quote, her father's household and jurisdiction? Okay, so what's the circumstance that the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha? Obviously, it's going to need to be one of these funny types of cases. One witness about this, another witness about that. What's the case? Says the Gemara, Mai, what is it? Quote, V'chin Sheba ben V'shebabat. What are you talking about? Just what's the case? I get it. Everybody agrees. What's the case? Ilema, perhaps it is. Ima Tomar. Ilema, ehad omer ahat begaba ve'ahad omer ahat bikresa. Maybe the reference is as follows. Gaba and kresa are euphemisms. It's a reference to two places in a woman's private part. So it says, maybe the circumstances, there's one witness, again, don't try this at home, please, and don't try this not at home. The reference is one witness sees the woman naked from the front, and one man sees her naked from the back. You know, try teaching this to high schoolers, this type of Gemara. Finished. No, when I was in 11th grade, we learned this in Masechet Bava Kaman Dav Ayin Amud Bet. It was the only year we learned, because I had learned Masechet Makot during the summer. So I said to Rabbi Taller, we can't learn Masechet Makot, I already know it. So he changed the curriculum for me. It was very cute at the time. So he changed it for me, and this was in it. And the class, adolescent boys, went wild. So they couldn't get into the case, because they just kept saying, What's the when would this happen? What are you telling us that we could go watch this stuff? Says, no, just leave that aside and pay attention to the non-detail. You know what? Anyway, so it goes. Anyway, says the Gemara over here, because again, it's even worse. It's not even an adult. It's children. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara, so that you have one witness testifying about one front hair and one witness testifying about a back hair. Now, in that circumstance, you have several problems. It's not just that it's one witness and one witness who want to come together. What are each of them testifying about? One hair. Technically speaking, practically speaking, they're each testifying that she's ektana, that she's not a gedola, she's a na'ara at most. They're both saying she's got one hair. I saw it in the front, you saw it in the back. I don't know what's in the front. I don't know what's in the back, said each of them to one another, but I know my part. But when it comes down to it, you're not testifying a substantial testimony. Your testimony is about one hair. One hair is not sufficient. It's a nothing testimony. Great, so you're saying she's status quo. Says the Gemara, in such a circumstance, the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Even Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha wouldn't say that we put these two witnesses together. Hai, hasi davar vehasi edutu. Now, the word davar in this context, it's a reference, it's in Bava Batra, it's in Bava Kama. It's the pasuk in the Torah, al pi shenayim edim o shlosha edim yakum davar. And the reference in the Torah is that if you want to establish something with testimony, it's got to be davar, it's got to be something substantial. They can't come in and testify, we saw a brown wall. So we say, get out of here, what's it got to do with anything? So as a result, says the Gemara, in this circumstance, they're not only half a testimony in being one person, it's half a statement, because your testimony is about one hair. It's like talking about the color of the walls. What's the significance? Even Rabbi Yosha, everybody would agree that's insignificant. You're bringing together two separate statements, which are zeros. They're not halves, they're zeros. So as the Gemara, in such a circumstance, everybody would agree it's no good. So when do we say that we bring together two witnesses in order to establish the age or the maturity signs of a gadol or gedola? Ela, rather, ehad omer shetayim begaba. Period. Rather, the circumstance is one fellow sees her from the front with two hairs in the front, one sees with two hairs in the back. They're testifying about different hairs. They're testifying, however, about the same person. In such a circumstance, the statement is, it's just like testifying about the land. I heard you admit today, he heard you admit tomorrow. Same land, two separate times, we can come together, says Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Say the Chachamim, according to this tradition, will agree with you, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, in that circumstance. Why so? Because it's not that we're coming together only around Stanley, it's about the same land. It's true, there is a disparity. It's true, I heard it today, you heard it tomorrow. It's true, I saw those two hairs, you saw those two hairs. When it comes down to it, our testimony, if we were with someone else, was substantial. So we allow for us to be linked together in order to establish this person as a gadol or gadola. Go ahead.
Rabbi originally said that they agree with Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, but not Mekantelina.
Yes.
But at the end, we said that Rabbi Ullah said the opposite.
You're ahead of me. You're reading the next line of the Gemara. Okay. No, Gavra, because the next lines will change that. No, so Gavra Karamit goes like this. We're asking on Ula, you say that the Chachamim agree in Karka, but not on Metaltelin. Sounds like the Chachamim disagreed on Karka. Because you said in that circumstance, not that halakha follows. The next statement of Abaye is, we have a tradition that the Chachamim agree on Karka. Okay, so that's a contradiction to you. What is the opinion of the Chachamim? So you say to me, who cares? Once we establish the halakha, you're right. We need the court's files to be in order. In the future, we're going to reopen it. 1 second. So the response is, Ula says to him, leave me alone with your tradition. I got my tradition. You have your tradition. According to my tradition, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, and halakha is like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. According to you, we walk out the same. We rule the same thing, but they agree. Gavra, gavra, karamid. You're asking me from that? Okay. Yes, Joe.
But the Chacham, there's multiple places where it says the Chachamim agree with.
That's right.
Yeah.
But so Ula agrees. Everyone agrees. What are they coming after?
Ula doesn't have that tradition. It's a statement that the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Ula says, I never heard of such a thing. He says, according to my tradition, the Chachamim disagree, but the halakha nonetheless is like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha by Karkaot. Right, in other words, halakha is like Chacham Vadia Yosef. You're making it sound as if people disagree. I thought everyone agrees. I think people disagree, but the halakha is like him. You say, but I thought everyone agrees. Okay, we walk out the same. When it comes down to it, we rule the same way. But for the matter of truth, which will be important down the line when someone disputes it, so we have different traditions on it. That's all. Says the Gemara onward, Amarav Yosef. Okay, and so now the Gemara gets a little bit more complicated in this Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha world. So just stick with it. It's not much longer, and you know, if you stick with it, there's stuff that actually, for those who are disgruntled, a little annoyed by Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha's strong statement, it'll be diminished a bit, according to one opinion. Amarav Yosef, Ana Amina Mishemeh De'Ola. Says Rav Yosef, I have said, in the name of Ula, something different than that which was stated earlier. Earlier, as AB just reminded us, Ula told us, Halakha is like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha by Karka, but not by Metaltelin. That was the statement of Ula. I say the following, Halakha Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha ben bekarkaot ben bemetaltelin. Period. Okay, so it's a different, we're disputing traditions. What did Yoshua? Now we're back. Now we're all the way down to what did Ula say? All right, v'rabbanan de'atu me'mechoza amre, and the rabbis who came from a place called Mechoza, they said Amar bizera mishemeh de'rav. Pause for a second. You might recall, I know we didn't focus on him, but what did Rav say earlier? We read him. Rav said halachazak Yoshua ben Korcha both by metaltelin and by karkaot. According to this tradition, what did Rav say? Be karkaot in, aval lo bemetaltelin. Okay, the opposite. Right? According to this tradition, the halacha is like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, like by karka and not by metaltelin, which was the opinion earlier of Ula. So you're just flipping them. Okay, says the Gemara, but this opened up the gates for us to develop this further. Says the Gemara, Rav leta'ameh. If Rav indeed distinguished between karka, land, this funny testimony combination, and metaltelin, money or movable objects, it makes sense. He'd be consistent in something he said elsewhere. What did he say elsewhere? De'amar Rav, I'm going to read the statements and then we'll break it down. Hoda'a ahar hoda'a, hoda'a ahar halva'a, mistarfe. Halva'a ahar halva'a, halva'a ahar hoda'a, la mistarfe, period. What's the statement of Rav? Well, he's talking about two things. We know these two words. Hoda'a means admission. Halva'a means actual transaction, actual lend, lending. What sort of admission? Admission about a loan. So that's what we're dealing with. Two types of witnesses. One, technically speaking, about the same matter, but two ways of getting to Stanley having to pay that money. One says, we'll talk about what order in just a second, that Stanley admitted to me, and the other one says, I saw the actual transaction. I saw Joey Levy lending him the $100,000. What's this? How do we combine these? So here's the statement of Rav. If it's a hoda'a, a har hoda'a. Okay, so if what happens is, one guy comes in, Eddie comes in, he says, I heard Stanley admit that he owes Joey Levy on Monday. All right. And then someone else comes in and it says, I heard Stanley admit that he owes Joey Levy on Tuesday. Mr. Fim. They get together. We're following Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. It's one witness about the same statement, sounds like, on two separate days. Okay, Mr. Fim. What's that? Maba'arif, maybe not, I don't know. hang with it. Hoda'a ahar halva'a. One witness comes in, Eddie says, I saw Stanley get the loan on Monday. Charlie comes in, he says, I heard him admit to it on Tuesday. Mr. Fim or not Mr. Fim? They come together. Again, the logic appears to be something along the lines of, we can claim that they're talking about the same loan, right? We can claim that this was really, okay, continues. Halva'a ahar halva'a. This is the way we've been explaining it until now, for good reason. Okay, Eddie comes in, he says, I saw a loan on Monday for $100,000 from Joey Levy. Charlie says, I saw a loan on Tuesday for $100,000. We've been saying until now, Mr. Fim. According to Rav, lo mitzdarfim. We draw the line there. Why do we draw the line there? It's not the same $100,000. You can't combine them in such a circumstance. What about halva'a ahar hoda'a? We heard on Monday Stanley admit to owing $100,000 to Joey Levy. Someone else heard, saw a loan on Tuesday. Clearly it's a different loan as well. If the first thing was an admission, he's not admitting about what's taking place in the future. That's how Rav distinguishes. Rav is already a little bit closer to what everybody was comfortable with. Rav is saying, it can't be that they're testifying about the same guy and that's enough to bring them together. Rav's statement in turn is, it depends on the particular circumstance. We have four circumstances. If it's a hoda'a ahar hoda'a, mitzdarfim. If it's a hoda'a ahar halva'a, mitzdarfim. If, however, it's a halva'a, ahar halva'a, alone, and then another testimony alone, one witness in each, lo mitztarfim. If it's a halva'a, ahar hoda'a, lo mitztarfim either, admission and alone, don't come together. Right, says the Gemara, the logic is that in those latter two cases, they're not talking about the same money.
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
In the former two, they probably are. Maybe not even probably. It must be that they are. We need them to clarify that they are.
Even if the days are different.
Because you're going to say it's even more nuanced, yeah.
Even if the days are different.
Correct. Okay, says...
All that's in question is the same, because that's the same thing they're all...
Yes, so it needs to be the same case and the same people. The same day is not as necessary. We're willing to waive that. That's the... Yeah. Says the Gemara, Ashkehe Rav Nachman, Ashkehe min Tzfean, Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak le Rav Huna bered Rav Yehoshua. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak finds this rabbi, Rav Huna bered Rav Yehoshua. He says, I'd like to pick your brain about that statement of Rav, the two cases and two cases. Can we understand this? Amale, Maishena, what's the difference? Halva'a har halva'a. Why is it that when you told me that one guy testifies that on Monday he saw a loan to Stanley for $100,000, the next guy says on Tuesday he saw a loan, why is that no good? Why not? Haze means to see. When Joey testifies he saw Stanley on Monday, it's about $100,000. When Eddie testifies on Tuesday, it's about another $200,000. He can't bring those together.
$200,000, he broke it up.
It's possible, but they're not testifying about the same one.
Yeah.
And that in and of itself, you just told me, again, until now, for the last 2 days, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korhai, in the most simple explanation, not the Rav, is even combining those. Now, Rav is saying, no, not so fast. You got to at least have to be talking about the same one. You may have heard it at different times, but it's the same amount. We added a whole new dimension. Okay, so he says, wait a second. Hai hoda'a ahar hoda'a nameh. When there's the admission, why should it be any different? We heard an admission on Monday. Stanley says, I owe him $100,000. And then we heard on Tuesday, I owe him $100,000. Who said it's the same $100,000? You're willing to combine those? I get it. It's not the same act. And he might be talking about the same $100,000. But who said he's talking about the same $100,000?
When he's also going to file the claim with the court, is he going in saying he owes me $200,000 or is he saying he owes me $100,000?
Because you owe a lot of people money.
Yeah. Today I made Stanley. Today I made Stanley. Today I gave Joe a break. Yeah, that's and it's to Joe, no less. It wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter.
He's going to come in to get as much as...
But that would determine it's two separate circumstances.
We're willing to accept that. We're willing to accept... Until now, we were comfortable with two separate circumstances and let them come together. It's Rav's new statement. If it's two separate circumstances, NG. And so in turns, as the Gemara, if it's hoda'a, har hoda'a. If it's two admissions, it might be two separate circumstances as well. That's insufficient.
According to Rav, Rav's putting the emphasis on the actual dollars itself.
Right.
I guess you could call that karka, though, because it's the object itself and not the movable transaction in it.
Certainly. That's why the Gemara is saying that the reason we got into this whole thing is because we had a new tradition in Rav, that Rav slices, he distinguishes between karka and metaltilin. And metaltilin, we agree with Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korha, we accept it, not by karka. Says the Gemara, Rav leta'ameh, because after all, he told us all these cases, which as you're saying, are identical to saying, if we're talking about the same thing, the same land, the same money, then we'll accept Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korha, otherwise not. So it's exactly the context of the Gemara.
Like Jesse said, if that's the case, if the first loan was for $100,000, second loan was for $50,000, could you combine that? Could you accept that?
It sounds as if not. I hear your point. I hear your point, because we're not testifying about the same amount. Although, again, that's if you saw the loan. If it was an admission, you might say he's admitting to the same amount. You know, he's admitting to 50 of that $100,000.
50 of the
150. Of $100,000. You know, he admitted today to 100 of it, and tomorrow to 50 of the same day, same transaction. He's just not admitting to the same amount. But the Gemara right now is questioning it, even if it's the identical amount. It's two separate days. Who said he's admitting to the same amount? Says Gemara, hoda'a, hai hoda'a, ahar hai means this in Aramaic. Hai hoda'a, har hoda'a, nameh. Nameh means also, amanetika modeh kameh hai, lo modeh kameh hai. When he admitted, when Stanley admitted in front of Joey on Monday, he's not admitting to the same amount necessarily. On Tuesday, to Eddie. Furthermore, potentially, we're going to see in just a moment, they need to know about one another. They can't just take it. He heard one admission and he heard another admission. The pasuk says v'hu ed. We said ed is a unit of two. They have to be together in some way. Even the argument is according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korha. And as a result, okay, so how are you going to explain this? What's the answer? Why is it more difficult for you to fathom a circumstance of halva'a, ahar halva'a? It's one loan and then it's another loan. In this circumstance as well, he admits to Joey today and he admits to Eddie tomorrow. Talking about two separate things. They don't know about one another. You're comfortable combining them. So he responds, says, listen, I'll answer you. Again, this is a conversation between Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. He says to him, de amar le lahai batra bahai mana de oduye le kamach oduye le name kame peloni. As he says, you understood Rav so simply? Rav was never so simple. Be'oshua ben Korcha, this was never so simple. You know, you were getting all hung up on all these details because you were too simplistic. You want to know what hoda'a, ahar hoda'a? You want to know when and only when do we combine these testimonies? It goes like this. Stanley says today to Joey Levy, I owe Solomon $100,000. Tomorrow he says to Eddie, you know, yesterday I spoke to Joey Levy. I told him I owe $100,000 to Solomon. I want to tell you that as well. Then and only then can they come together. If they don't know that the admission is on the same amount, if he didn't state that the admission is on the same amount, they don't come together. Okay. We were so excited about all the explanations. Be'oshua ben Korcha, it's one witness. Okay, they're still not present at the same time. They're still separated by time, by conversation. When it comes down to it, they're a lot more connected than we believed. Okay, so says what's his name? Rav Nachman by Yitzhak now to Rav Huna. Very nice. He says, Akati, still, batra yada, kama lo yada. He says, okay, so let me figure this out one more time. Monday, Stanley admits to Joey Levy. Tuesday, he tells Eddie, you know, yesterday I admitted to Joey Levy. I'm admitting. Joey Levy doesn't know that he said that to Eddie. Joey Levy is now a problematic witness. Says the Gemara, that's what you thought? No, he says the hadar afterwards. Azal amale lekama haymanade oduye lekamach oduye le name kame peloni. Stanley then goes back after he admits to Eddie, and he told Joey, you know, Joey, remember I admitted that to you yesterday? Yeah, today I admitted that to Eddie. So it means everybody knew, all from Stan. Okay, it's still, he didn't tell them at the same time. It's still somewhat of a chidush. But the chidush, the novelty of the circumstance, got much more diminished. Okay, that's how they combine. And only then do they combine. Amar Le responds Rav Nachman now to Rav Huna. Rav Nachman, if you recall, was turning to Rav Huna. He says, I can't understand these words of Rav. This one combines, that one doesn't combine. He says, you made everything so. Amar Le, tanuach da'atcha, Rav Huna. God bless you. Your mind should be calmed. Shehitnachta et da'ati. You calmed my mind. Minuha means to be calm, to be. I gave me peace of mind. I was staying up all night thinking about Rav. How could Rav? You explained it all to me. Hazit. So now Rav Huna says to Rav Nachman, I sketched you. What do you mean? No, you just gave me the whole experience. Not really. Amar le, my nihuta. Really? Your mind, it feels good now? Really? You have nechuta? After all, I'm still bothered. I had a conversation in the past with Rava, or maybe with Rav Sheshat, and when I gave them this explanation, the distinction, I said in halva'a, ahar hoda'a, it's problematic, it's about two separate transactions, hoda'a, ahar hoda'a, I cleaned everything up. I said, what is it that he told him, and then he told him again, and, well, everyone's combined. I told them this, and shadaban narga, and they took an axe, proverbially, not literally, and they sliced this open, meaning they knocked me out. They said to me, it's a terrible explanation. Why so? Isn't it beautiful? He says, recall, we talked about two cases where Rav says, we'll combine these testimonies. What were the two cases? One was hoda'a ahar hoda'a, and the other one was hoda'a ahar halva'a. What's the difference between the two? When it comes down to it, if the case is that I admitted and I had to go back and tell the guy from yesterday that I admitted to him and I tell him that I did this yesterday, whatever, all that sort of stuff, they're the same case. Okay, so today, Joey Levy saw Stanley give the money. Tomorrow, Stanley goes to Eddie and he says, you know, yesterday, Joey Levy saw me give the money. Not only that, calls up Joey Levy. Joey, today I admitted to Eddie. Same thing when it comes down to it. You, Stanley, combine these witnesses. So you combine them through action or through words. It's the same thing. As if Rav says, two cases I think are okay, two cases are not. That's the exact same thing. So now you're dealing with the circumstance, just for context of the funny, the silliness of this story. So Rav Nachman was turning to Rav Huna for an explanation. Rav Huna explained it. After explaining it, Rav Nachman said, all right, now I could go to sleep at night. Turns to him, Rav Huna, really? You could go to sleep at night? Because I don't have... Now turns to Rav Nachman and says, you know what I heard about you? I heard you do crazy things like this. Amar le, he says, Hainu tashami ali alaychu. This is what I heard about you. Deramitu dikle. You cut down trees, vizakvitu lehu, and then you build them back up. Everything with you, you give an answer, you knock it down. You knock it down, you build it back up. You just make my head spin. I thought I finally got some clarity, and you knocked it out. Okay, that is, again, we're going to give a little bit more. Keep in mind, the Mishnah's over here can't be much more to be Yoshua than Korcha. There's a little bit more, but that is the complications of it. Again, Rav finally distilling and bringing it further down to the absolute circumstance in which we would combine. And it's much more defined than we imagined beforehand. Each of the witnesses needs to be aware of the existence of the other and their knowledge of the circumstance. Why so? Says Rashi, v'hu ed. Pasuk in the Torah says, v'hu ed, it's a unit of one. Even for Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, who says, no, we can combine, still a unit of one. They need to be aware of the other. Says the Gemara, Nehardee, the rabbis from Nehardea, one of those academies in Bavel, Amre ben hoda'a har hoda'a, ben hoda'a har halva'a, ben halva'a har halva'a, ben halva'a har hoda'a, Mr. Fort. All right, says Nehardee, come on, everything combines. None of this admission, telling the guy, you read Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, we've been reading him for 2-3 days. Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha says, if one witness says this, another witness says, stop with you, you have to combine them. He has to know that. It's not true. Kiman, whose opinion are we following? Are they following? Could it be Yoshua ben Korcha? It's the most simple interpretation and explanation, statement of Yoshua ben Korcha. Amar Rav Yehuda, says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda statement, Edut hamakheshet zoetzo bebedikot. I'm going to start this very briefly, but it's a new segment in the Gemara. And I'm just going to introduce it and then read one line in it, and we'll call it a day. It goes like this, and now it gets a lot more, you know, approachable, no more of the combining one and one, any of that sort of business. In the Mishnah, the beginning of Andaf Mem, the Mishnah at the beginning of the Andaf Mem, at the beginning of the next Perek, of the fifth Perek, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, of Hayubotkin, not the next, the fifth Perek, talks about the distinction between Bidikot and Hakirot, which means to say when we're dealing with a life and death circumstance, someone's testifying that the other person killed. So he comes into court to testify he killed. You have to, according to the Torah, you have to check them out. How do you check them out? There are 7 basic questions. Those are called hakirot. Lahkor means to investigate. What sort of questions? When was it? What day of the week? What year? And so on and so forth. Basic questions. Then it's up to the determination, decision of the Beit Din, how much more in detail they want to ask these questions to these witnesses. What was the color of his shirt? What did the tree under which you're testifying look like? And so forth. Those are called bidikot. Now, it's clear if they contradict one another in cross-examination, these witnesses, on hakirot, we throw them out. Bidikot, it's a little bit more difficult. Our Gemara will talk about that, because after all, bidikot are very much up to the eyes of the judges. What about in dine mamonot, in financial disputes? The halakha is, according to the Torah, it's a crazy situation. According to the Torah, you're supposed to do hakirot and bidikot. You're supposed to do both. We don't. Why don't we? Because we want loans to go through. And if you're going to give a loan to him and know that once we bring you into court, you're going to make sure you got the top-notch lawyers and judges, they're going to throw out this case. There's going to be technicalities. We're going to, at most, at best, finish with a settlement. I'm not giving loans. We need our society to progress. As a result, we rarely would invoke hakirot and bedikot. We would ask very basic questions to make sure the facts are there. What about if you do bedikot in dine mamonot? Which means to say there's a circumstance of Stanley and Joey Levy had a loan, and now me as the judge, together with my buddies, we asked a question. What color was the purse that he took the money out of? What type of money was it? It's fine details. What color shirt was he wearing? And there's a problem in terms of testimony over there. Do we throw out the case? Again, we didn't need to do that. We went ahead and we did it. Let's just read the statement very quickly here in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Edut HaMakheshet. Hakasha means discrepancy. Say it again.
Weaken.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Kahush means weakened. In our context, it means they disagree with one another. So the testimony is weakened as a result, bibidikot, in the fine details, not in the basic general questions. Fine details, keshera bedinei mamonot. When it comes to financial issues, says Rav Yehuda, it's keshera. The Gemara will elaborate and question and go on that issue tomorrow. Baruch Adonai ve'olam. Amen v'amen. B'chanam shomer asakadosh